So again, this is a psalm, and it's this calling out of people to call out to God because of who he is. He says, come, let us worship, let us bow down, let us acknowledge the fact that God is here, that God is with us, and let us acknowledge what God has done. Because he is our God, and we are his people, the flock under his care. So it's this acknowledgement that God has not left us, that his presence is with us. So let us worship. Let us be thankful. Let us adore him because of who he is, what he's done, and what he can and will do. That's what this idea of thankfulness. It's this remembrance of God and his presence. It literally means to be mindful of God. That's what thankfulness means. And so in this passage in Psalm, what the psalmist is again calling us to worship, and he actually makes a distinction. He says, don't be like who? Don't be like my people in the wilderness when they were in the wilderness. Sorry about that. It says, don't be like my people in the wilderness. It says, today if you would hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did at Meribah, as you did at that day at Massa in the wilderness. And this is harking back to Exodus chapter 16, where the Israelites were walking through the desert. They had been taken from Egypt. They had been delivered from Egypt from 400 years of slavery. And they're in their wilderness. They're headed to the promised land. And yet what's happening? They are complaining about the fact that they don't have water. They're complaining about the fact that it was way better back that day when they were under slavery in Egypt, rather than the fact that God is with them and has delivered them and is about to give them water. And he says in verse 8, don't harden your hearts. And this idea of hardening your hearts is pretty simple. All it is we harden our hearts when we don't acknowledge what God has done and we try to go our own way. Now, this idea of thankfulness is difficult, again, because sometimes in our life we experience difficult things. Like, we all have experienced difficult things. I was talking to a family last night, great friends of mine, and the wife was just saying how difficult it is to be thankful in the midst of difficult circumstances. And that's true. But I think sometimes what we need to remember is, in order to be thankful, is the simple fact that God is with us. We need to remember, we need to help ourselves to remember that in difficult circumstances, in the day and age that we're living in right now, in the darkest of hour, that God is with us. Like the psalmist says, for darkness is light to you, the depths are as heights to you. If I go to the mountaintops, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. God's presence goes before us. God's presence is with us, and that's why we can be free from worry, be free from anxiousness, be free from anxiety, because even in the darkest valley, God is there. His presence is there. He is with each and every single one of us. So just to cut this a little bit short, I just wanted to do this one thing. And there's this book that I was reading. So again, I said I'm a complainer. And so I see a spiritual director. And that's pastor speak for a counselor. Okay. All right. So I see a counselor. He's a spiritual director. And he is, he asked me a question one day, a couple of weeks ago. He said, so what do you do when you're angry? And I was like, well, you know, what do you mean? He was like, well, what do you do? How do you deal with anger? And I'm like, I don't know. I just pray or something like that. I gave some silly answer. And he said, well, I can tell you what you do when you're angry. And I was like, I thought counselors weren't supposed to do that. So he said, well, you complain. That's what you do with your anger. So some people work out. Some people run. Some people lash out at other people. But you just complain. And so he challenged me. He made me read this book. You may have read it before. It's called 1,000 Gifts. I hate this book. Here's why I hate it. Because it's right. I hate it because it reminds me that I have to be thankful to God. I need to be thankful to God. I have a lot to be thankful to God about. And there's this quote in this book, and I just wanted to read it to you. Again, the author, well, the author you may or may not know, maybe you've read it or not. The author has been through some difficult circumstances in her life, and she's been present with other people in the midst of their difficult circumstances. And so what she's saying is, like thinking about her reflections on all the difficult things that she's faced, and one of the things she keeps saying is that there's these holes that she's experienced because of the difficult circumstances, these voids, these sadnesses and these pains. And in the midst of that, she says this. She says, I wonder, too, if the rent in the canvas of our life backdrop, the losses that puncture our world, our own emptiness, might actually become places to see through to God, that that which tears open our souls, those holes that splatter our sight, may actually become the thin, open places to see through the mess of this place to the heart-aching beauty beyond, to Him, to the God whom we endlessly crave. Maybe so. But how so? How do we choose to allow the holes to become seeing through to God places, to more God places? How do I give up resentment for gratitude, gnawing anger for spilling joy, self-focus for God communion? That's a lot of big words. I'll just summarize it for you. Basically, she's saying is, how do I look at my pain? How do I feel my pain, but still experience God in the midst of pain? How can I be thankful to God when there is pain? And she's saying the way sometimes to be thankful and to see God is to look at God through the lens of our pain. Because, again, as we say here, the idea of the Eucharist, the fact that God is still here, that God is still present with us, even in the midst of whatever it is that we go through. God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will never leave you I will never leave you or forsake you. The Lord is my shepherd. He goes before me. His rod and staff, they comfort me. God is with you. And I just have a simple message for us all. We can be thankful because God is with us. God is with us wherever we are. God has always been with us. God always will be with us. There's no place that we can't go that God won't follow us or be with us or walk with us or be in us. And so our ability to petition God, to be thankful to God, or to petition to God and to pray to God and to be thankful to God is to remember that God is with us. And what I wanted to do, again, just to close this part, is to sing this song. If you've got your booklets, you can turn to the first page. I just wanted to sing this song. It's called 10,000 Reasons. And just it's just a reminder that God has blessed us and so that we have the opportunity to bless Him. So just with the last couple of minutes, would you mind turning this into number one in your booklets? And I'm going to try to lead it in a key that works for everybody. But good luck, okay?